president of the Queensland's Children's Court has called for action to reduce the number of unconvicted children being held behind bars. Almost 80% of children in youth detention in Queensland are on what's known as remand custody. Just under half are released immediately after sentencing. Isabella Higgins reports.
Debbie Kilroy knows what it's like to spend time behind bars.
I was a child that was put in a youth prison as 13 years of age. Going into that youth prison as a 13-year-old and then into the adult system as a 17-year-old, I came from a family that was poor, working class, struggling, and because I didn't want to go to school. And we see the same things happening, you know, four decades later.
Now she's a successful lawyer and an advocate for children and women who end up on the wrong side of the law and runs the organisation Sisters in Inside. In Australia, there are more than 950 children behind bars each night. Of those, about 64% haven't been sentenced.
We got to address the issue of remand because that's the fastest growing group of children that are being locked up, criminalised and locked up.
Judge Michael Shanahan, the president of Queensland Children's Court, has called for action in his state. The percentage of unsentenced young people in prisons in Queensland is above the national average at 80%. He wants more alternative facilities so young people waiting for their court date aren't held in detention. He hopes the state government's plans to create temporary bail houses may help.
I'm very aware of the supported bail accommodation services that are being established by this government. I have been opposed to them because they're just prisons in our communities, because they're locked down 24/7, and once again we have children locked in different carceral structures.
The Royal Australasian College of Physicians also wants national reforms to remand protocols. President Mick Creedy says a child's stint behind bars can have lifelong implications.
You actually have a bad influence on their development into young adults, and you create an identity potentially which is more detention-based than family-based. Often these kids are dislocated from education, which puts them at risk of bad outcomes as young adults and often makes them long-term unemployed.
In 4 years, there's been a slight decrease in the number of young people sentenced to prison in Australia, but the number being held in jail on remand hasn't budged.
So the younger their children are in contact with the justice system, the more likely they are to re-offend and come back into the justice system. So you're setting up children to be recidivists when they haven't actually ever been convicted of a crime.
Debbie Kilroy hopes reforms will help others turn around their life the way she did.
It's one of the most horrific impacts that a child can experience, and it's an experience that actually can then set up to be forever institutionalised, coming in and out of the not only the youth prison system but being pipelined into the adult prison system.
Debbie Kilroy from Sisters Inside, ending that report from Isabella Higgins.